Hi, my name is Jonathan, and today on Popular Podcast, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. And today I'm joined with
Timmy
and
Andy.
Okay, guys, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I'm going to bet on my hometown boys, New England Patriots. I mean, I think that we're more experienced, and we had played a really good game against our defense, Winter Eagles game against the Chiefs last week. A couple weeks ago against the top offense in the NFL. I don't think Jared Goff is a good enough QB to get by our defense, and I think Tom Brady is probably going to pick apart the cornerback.
Timmy, what are your thoughts on that? Do you agree with Andy?
Yeah, as Andy said, I think the Patriots are going to win. I mean, mostly, as Andy said, they're just more experienced, and I guess they've just been known to pull through. Like, I personally think they're going to have a bad game at the start, but they also
underestimate the Rams because they have if Todd Gurley shows up, I think it's going to be – if he does what he did last week, then it should be a no problem for the Patriots. But if Todd Gurley plays the way he's played all season, that's going to be a really big problem because then it's going to open up the passing game with Brandon Cooks and some other big key players. So I mean, I think if we can shut down Gurley, that's gonna be a big help for us. But if we can't shut down Gurley and Goff starts to throw, it's gonna be a good even game, I think.
I agree with you and Timmy. I think that even though with Gronk having a down year, he's still gonna be a threat the Rams, and
you can't throw a guy on the market. He's just too big, too powerful. I mean, and he's really good. He's really good out wide, and the Patriots don't have many guys out wide.
Mm-hmm.
So that may give us an advantage because usually we throw to the slot receivers like Edelman and Brissett and people. But having Gronk out there, he's gonna also give us a wide option.
Yeah, it'll be really good because, well, we don't throw long too much, really.
No, we don't.
And I don't think we'll really have time to because, I mean, the Rams have a pretty good line, and they've
Tom Kinsu, who's a Pro Bowler all the time. Aaron Donald has 41 sacks this year in 16 games, which is 2.5 sacks per game. So I think it hurts a lot.
Yeah, but I think they're gonna come through. I know Timmy knows this, but they like to show up to play in the second half usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of like
look at Atlanta.
One of the new members, Sonny Michael.
I believe Sonny Michel.
Sonny Michel. He got 5 touchdowns, I think, in 2 games, which I just him alone, which I just think is really impressive as a rookie.
He also had 53 carries for 242 yards, which is 4.5 yards per carry. So I think if he does that, which I don't think he will be able to because how strong this Rams defense is, I think if the Patriots can get Sonny Michel up and running, then it's gonna be a long game for the Rams. Because they really rely on the defense to get them key stops in the end of the game. But I think if the Patriots play the way they usually play, like you said in the second, that I think we should just be able to probably take over the game. But I think even if we do, I think it's gonna be a tight game because I don't think the Patriots will be able to get the running game started. That's how good this Rams defense is, which is going to lead to the passing. And they have really good the Rams also have really good cornerbacks, and Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters. So, I mean, I think that it's going to be a tough game for both teams.
Do you guys want to talk a little halftime?
Halftime
show?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be one of the better ones. I really like last year's.
I wasn't a fan of last year's either.
Was it Lady Gaga last year?
I don't remember. I watched it for like a little bit and then got sick of it. But so this year, Maroon 5 is headlining the halftime show, and they'll be joined by Travis Scott and Big Boi. So Maroon 5 is known for their lead singer Adam Levine, who is a host on The Voice.
Yeah, so you got it.
And so Maroon 5 has been nominated for, or has, no, they've won 3 Grammy Awards, which is pretty cool. That is very impressive. And Travis Scott has also been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards this year.
He dropped that big album.
One of them was for the biggest album, Astroworld. and best single, Sicko Mode by Travis Scott featuring Drake.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
very popular song.
Yeah, seems like anything Drake gets his hands on, it's going to the top.
Yep. That's a good song. Don't know too much about Big Boi. Do you guys know anything about him?
No, I don't know. No, I haven't any idea.
I don't think many people have, as we know, or as you will know soon. These were not their first choice. The NFL's first choices were Rihanna and Cardi B to do it.
Well, I would like to see that. I would like to see Rihanna.
But the reason they denied was because they are big supporters of Colin Kaepernick's, like, you guys
stand,
all know,
yeah,
like, his stand for police brutality,
yeah,
and stuff. And they don't really want to engage
that
with the NFL after,
yeah,
what has happened.
Yeah. I think that's kind of dumb. I think I still wouldn't really like to see them. It is one of them in the Super Bowl because of what Cardi B has done to, like, just like the woman rapping. She's like just taken over. I mean, Nicki Minaj is still there, but I mean, she's one of the big. She's gonna be the big one in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna's always been a big singer, so it would have been nice to see those two plus Maroon 5 and Travis Scott would have been really, really cool to see.
Even though we know for other reasons they decided not to join, another reason they could have turned it down was because they actually don't get paid when they do the halftime show.
They don't?
No.
No, they have to pay, right?
They don't. No, they don't get money from the NFL for performing.
So they perform
for free. But the thing is, they don't have to pay for any of the equipment, so they can, like, have, like, the best, like, they could have, like, the coolest concert ever.
Yeah.
They could spend, like...
Like what Katy Perry did on that.
Yeah, Katy Perry spent $10 million on her concert.
Like, you know that, like, giant tiger that she rode in?
Yeah.
That's my favorite ones of all time.
Yeah. So that could have been another reason they turned it down. Many people decide to do a halftime show if they have, like, an upcoming tour, so that they get famous, like, right before, and people hear about them,
so
and
they get more money.
Possibly get interested.
Yeah.
Sure. This is like the Patriots, like, what? This is like what? They've been, they're like, what, 8-3 in the Super Bowl?
I believe so.
No, they're 5-3. They've been in the Super Bowl 8 times, they're 5-3. So, just Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and I think, like, Devin McCourty, Julian Edelman, Gronkowski, all of them, their experience alone is just, like, it's just been tremendous. Like, I don't think we'll ever see a team dominate the way the Patriots have. Every year in the Super Bowl, this is what, like, our third time straight by going to Super Bowl? So, I mean, I don't think there's going to be a team that does that. And I think that this Rams team is really young. Like, this is, like, a really young Rams team. They have really good talent with Gurley and Cooks. But once it hits the big stage, it's a totally different type of game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got all the people watching.
And I'll make sure Miguel Gibson knows, too.
So, I mean, you got anything to say about that, Tim, yourself?
No.
Something that's kind of cool. So, you guys know the McCourty brothers?
Yeah.
So, they're two brothers who are on the Patriots,
Jason and Devin.
So, Devin has been on the team for
a long time.
Since 2010. So, he's been around for a few Super Bowls. But Jason McCourty, who was on the Browns previously.
And then,
he was
on the Titans.
Yeah. This is his, like, first playoff appearance ever, and he made it all the way to the Super Bowl his first year, and it'd be cool if he got a Super Bowl ring with his brother.
Yeah, I was seeing the thing that he said on Instagram. He was like, I'm going to the Super Bowl, and this time not as one of Devin's guests.
Yeah.
Because of, like, Devin always went, and he never really got to experience it, but the Patriots dropped him, he's now going, so that'd be really cool for the family. That'd also be a memory of a lifetime for the two brothers.
Yeah.
Winning a Super Bowl with your, like, pretty much best friend. Yeah, that's
beautiful. So we chose Patriots. We all chose that. Nevada.
Los Angeles.
No. Nevada.
Oh, no.
So, do you know how, like, betting is legal there on sports?
Yeah.
They chose the Patriots are a favorite to win by
2.5%. Yeah, more than the Rams.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a tremendous thing. Just because, look, we beat the Chiefs, and everyone was saying that there's a 19.8% chance.
I'm so sorry, Sarah. I didn't even look. I was talking. Okay, you're right.
Patriots
okay. Hey, Sarah, actually, I want to chat with you.
What was that, Andy?
You're saying that there's a 19.8 chance that the Patriots would beat the Chiefs, and we ended up winning. And that was from this thing called the sports model, and it's like a computer, and it like uses all 10,000 scenarios, and it says that it performs 98% better than office pool players, and it was like they said that the Patriots most likely were losing, and they don't see a way of how the Patriots will win. And that's just like showing that Tom Brady's really dangerous to the underdogs. It's only the second time, the first time, like the first Super Bowl win against the Rams.
Mm-hmm. That was 17 years ago.
Yeah, 30-27. So I think that if Brady comes into this as an underdog, then it's going to be really dangerous. Because he hasn't lost in playoffs
as an underdog. Yes. Do you guys want to talk ticket prices? You guys know anything about that?
No, I don't really know. I should have touched on that.
Well,
you can know this.
So Super Bowl tickets range between $3,000 and $6,000, which is crazy expensive. But that's the resale. And the only way to buy, like, normal, like, if you're, like, going to buy it from the NFL, the only way to do that was be if you're a season ticket holder. And if you're a season ticket holder for any team, you get automatically entered into a lottery to win, or to buy tickets for cheaper prices, like $900 compared to thousands of dollars.
That's a crazy discount. That's, like...
But I mean, it is a big investment to be a season ticket holder already.
Oh yeah, that's a ton of money. That's just and not maybe probably like, wasted. I mean, you could do something like $300
Mm-hmm. The priciest ticket is $475,000.
Where is it?
That's a suite just on the 20-yard line. Which is crazy expensive.
That's probably where, like, Robert Kraft and all them sit.
No, this is, like, you could buy it if you wanted to.
Oh, wow. So, like, where do they sit? They probably sit in, like, a same thing, just probably in a better seating spot.
Yeah. Well, they usually sit up high.
Yeah.
17.5% of the ticket sales are given to the Patriots, and another 17.5% are given to the Rams. And I believe 6% is given to the Falcons because they're hosting it.
Yeah.
And then 25% is given to the NFL, like, to, like, pay for, like, the refs and just all the NFL workers.
Yeah.
And the other 33.something% is given to all the other NFL teams evenly. So 33% of all the profits divided by 29 is how much all the other teams get.
Oh, so it's not like they don't get much.
They don't get much.
Doesn't like the winning team also get a bunch of money too?
I don't think so.
So they just get a trophy, right?
Yeah, they obviously get a trophy and the fame.
Yes.
So they're gonna get more off the jerseys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's pretty sick. I didn't know that's how the money split off.
Yeah. Any last thoughts on the Super Bowl?
I think pretty much got pretty much all that.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya. Mm-hmm.